Spring fever, it's a thing. I noticed it first in my cat. All of a sudden, he was eating 3 times as much as usual. Every time he passed his bowl, which was never empty, he needed a snack. I feel he may have gotten this idea from me, who needs to check the fridge whenever I enter the kitchen. He also demanded the patio doors be open so he could sniff the fresh air. It also gave him a chance to check out the squirrels on the deck. Then, there were the days where he was just plain grumpy. I get it. We have all been cooped up for a long time. He was bored. He was tired of napping, which is odd for a cat. He followed me around constantly and then, for no apparent reason, he would bite my arm. There was no scolding, because I completely understood. If I was going to squirt bottle the cat, I would have to turn it on myself, too. I was also comfort eating, wandering aimlessly, sniffing the fresh air and, if I am honest, I felt like biting a few people myself. It is that weird time where we have to seasonally adjust, but to which season? According to the calendar, it is spring, but yet it doesn't quite feel like it. There are a few things one must never do quite yet. 1. Never put the shovel and ice melt away. This summons the snow gods to ramp it up. 2. Avoid putting away the winter coats. Same reason. 3. The seasonal tire changeover. It's a gamble. 4. Clean the car. That's just a given that there will be more slushy muck if you get the inside detailed so soon. 5. You will feel the need to buy plants. No, never before May. I did manage to de-Christmasize my back deck and put out some spring touches. That was premature. Nothing looks so ridiculous as my evergreen urn next to a basket of plastic Easter eggs. Silk pussy willows beside poinsettias still frozen solid in a pot. Speaking of outdoors, how do bugs know the date? Those little pests can never be faked out. One step outside and here come the flies, which are still half asleep. According to a number of gardening websites, it is wise not to clean up the gardens too early, basically because stuff is sleeping out there. The website How says many bugs, including bees, may have been born in the hollow stems of plants and are soon to emerge as resting adults. Same story with butterflies, moths and spiders can be in the soil or just underneath. That was something I never really considered. Anything that helps me to postpone work is also a plus. Soon enough, we will see blooms, smell fresh grass and feel warm breezes. We will get that little spring in our step again. For now, though, let sleeping bugs lie.